I really like the character. I think she plays that character really well.
No, I have high hopes for it, and yet at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's probably going to suck. All right, Adam. I forgot to do this. Wait, are we doing the... Oh, I kept them all like... Sorry. We haven't podcasted in 2 weeks, so I forget where we're at. I think we're here. I'm so sorry. I cannot finish. Oh, shit. I cannot finish.
Oh, my goodness. We're having sound bumper weirdness tonight.
Things are not where they're supposed to be. It's the end of the news game. Quiz. Game. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's a thing. What is it? Is it a game? Is it a quiz?
Quiz? Game? I think you've used interchangeably both of those things, both of those words. So.
What would you say this is? Clarinet? Is that a clarinet?
I think, yeah, that's a clarinet. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I get that one right. Yes. There you go. That's fine.
That wasn't part of the quiz, though.
It was a question. It was asked during the time of the quiz. I don't have a...
That's a jazz clarinet.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have high hopes for it, and yet at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's probably going to suck.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4213 of the BFO for Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I got a few little tidbits to share, plus, can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, baby, we hear it. Hello, Tootsie's Big Vinny. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Tootsie's today because, y'all, today in the Catholic Church, it's Maundy Thursday, M-A-U-N-D-Y, and it's celebrated on the Thursday before Easter, and traditionally the Pope washes and kisses the feet of 12 people. Big Vinny, it sounds like something that might happen at a horror event. Well, no, I don't think I don't know. The Pope might. Big Vinny, I think it's best just to hide your eggs and move forward. Music, it's true. Y'all, let's see. Since I talked to you yesterday, the Nip came by, and it was his turn to drive over to Shady Pines, and Big Fatty, your muscly gentleman caller. Yes, y'all, he wants to come by. He wants to come by. Big Fatty, perhaps he wants to wash your feet and kiss them. No. Oh, that's such a rabbit hole. Big Fatty, is that the Easter Bunny rabbit? No. And y'all, headed over to Shady Pines. The one lady that had fallen, she is still in physical therapy rehab. But we took a picture. We took a picture and sent it to her and said, we miss you. And she says, oh, Lordy, I miss you too. But y'all have a lovely evening. Big Fatty for his supper. He had the Strawberry Fields Solid, but I got it without the red onion and the tomato. But y'all, it was spinach salad with strawberries and feta cheese and a lemon poppy seed dressing. Yes, Big Betty, sounds lovely. And it was. And y'all, it was a fairly quick evening. We were back. We were back here at the Fat Acres by, I don't know, probably 6:15 or so. And y'all, I walked down to the villa from the Nip's house and y'all got in my lounging pants. Yes, Big Fatty, the fat pants. It's true. And y'all, I sat myself down and watched the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. Big Fatty, I can almost hear the excitement in Holly's ears. It's true. And y'all, that bridge that got hit by the SS Minnow, y'all, they were heading out on a 6-hour cruise or 2 hours. So how many hours? 6-hour cruise. And y'all, the electricity went off and the minnow was almost lost, but they found the bridge and hit it. And so anyway, but yeah, we sending out our best to the folks up there, and y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal brought to my attention that I said it was Baltimore, Delaware, and y'all, Baltimore's not in Delaware. Big Fatty, get that downtown music ready for yourself. Oh, I've been there. And, y'all, it's Maryland. Yes, Big Fatty. And Nora was reporting from somebody's backyard, looking at the ship in the what's left of the bridge in the background. And, it's just terrible. Just terrible. But, anyway, after that was over, I... Y'all, I'd gotten word that Olive's taxes were done, refunds, federal and state, and they said I could go and download the returns for review. And y'all, I went, and I couldn't find them. So I said, well, I'll deal with it on hump day morning. So that's what I did. But y'all, then I watched the Jeopardy. And I think I watched maybe 1.5 episodes of the Great British Bake Off, and y'all, it's so good, it's so good. Yes, Big Betty, I know. Then y'all, I was tired, and so y'all, I went to bed, slept like a baby. Y'all, it was fabulous. Anyway, y'all, I woke up, slept through the night, didn't wake up a single time, didn't toss nor turn, and I was awake about 6:45, so y'all, I got up and got the newspaper and made my bed up, you know, like I normally do. I had the Miss Gail King show on, you know, she's on vacation this week. And they were reporting about the bridge and everything. And so I read the paper, had my coffee, had a piece of cheese toast again for my brofkas, and did my puzzles. And y'all, then I came in to check on that the tax forms. And y'all, the company, the guy that I'm using is the one that Olive used to do. And when they completed his personal return, it went to his personal vault that he's had over the years where they keep all the documents and everything. And I don't have access to that, so I let them know, and they moved it over into the estate vault, which I do have access to. So I was perusing that. Y'all, I'm telling you, so many pages, so many pages. It's worth every penny to have somebody else do your taxes. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, I got an interview just to go over everything on the 9th of April. And then they'll push the button and hit submit. And so that was good to get that done. And y'all, after that, I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I only did Fat Acres because it's been threatening rain. We're supposed to get a couple of inches or up to a couple of inches of rain. And y'all came back and watched The Price is Right. Y'all, the carpenter handyman came by. And we discussed a few things, and he's going to get with me next week about, you know, taking on the job. And y'all, after that, I was off to get Ruby Red washed. Big Fatty, it was raining. Well, it was still covered in pollen. And after that, I went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty! Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all, as I do, I went to the Vons East. Y'all, is the same things on sale this week as last week, so y'all, I picked up a couple of bags of that Italian balsamic solid kits, and y'all, they had a coupon that if you bought a big bag of the Nabisco toasted chips, you got a free thing of dip, so I got the free Vons East Buffalo Chicken Dip. Y'all picked up another couple of bags of the Smokehouse Chopped Solid Kits. That one's really good. y'all got a couple more bags of the Air Fryer Mexican Cone. Got an onion. Y'all, they had the Junior's Cheesecakes. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those because y'all are going to take that to our friend's Easter supper that the Nip and I have been invited to. Y'all picked up a couple more pounds of the Oscar Mayer Bafran. Y'all got a little package of Cone on the Cob ears from the Bird's Eye. Y'all, I'll tell you why I did that in a minute. Y'all, they had the Starburst Jelly Beans, buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, the bakery also had a carrot cake cheesecake. And y'all, what it was is a layer of carrot cake, and then they put a whole mini cheesecake on top of it, and then they cover it with the buttercream frosting, or what kind of frosting goes on a carrot cake? Big Fatty, we don't know. Cream cheese frosting, that's it. And y'all, I picked up a big old box of Tennessee Pride sausage patties. Y'all, I spent $78.91, but I saved $59.80. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I got back here to the villa, and I have been putting away my provisions, and y'all, I just decided it's time. It's time to record the little show, so I'm doing that right now, and then we're heading over to the Carrabba's for the sangria dinner. Tonight, I'll have to tell you all about that on Tamari's little show. But one other thing, y'all, I got a notice from the Americans Express that said, "Our Big Fatty, your FICO score has changed." And y'all, I went and I looked at it. And y'all, it's at 850. That's the highest it can go. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, y'all. Tomorrow's the last day of the month. Yeah, but Big Fatty, I hate to interrupt, but I think you may have forgotten something. What the hell would I have forgotten? Well, Big Fatty, here's a hint.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Big Fatty is, yes, Big Fatty, you're pulling a fast one. I am indeed, because, y'all, today we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all met this person at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. Came several times with his husband, James Leroy, and they moved to Nebraska or someplace, but I think they're back in the Chicagos now. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Waylon. Big Fatty, we love Waylon. We do indeed. And y'all, then one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he is the proprietor of the one and only Carolina Cheese and Provisions. Oh, Big Fatty, I've heard lovely things about them. Well, that's because it's run by lovely people. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the husband of the resident pianist of the BFO. Y'all, I'm talking about Brandon. Big Fatty, we love Brandon, despite him loving Love Island. It's true. And y'all, then you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just sad. It's just sad. Y'all, he is, he's been to the villa. I've had Spanksgiving lunch with his parents and him. I went to visit him in Connecticut. Went to many a Pride 48, all the Pride 48 events, and all but one, I think. And to the G'days, y'all, he's done almost as many shows as Big Ricky has had co-host. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Daniel Bieber. Big Fatty, we love Daniel Bieber. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Waylon or Brandon or Daniel on the 20 or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the he's not on the Twix, the Woolly Mammoth or the Cloud or the Whale or the Big Fatty, the Spools. I forgot the Spools. Is it Spools? Yes, it's the Spools. Y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all had a message from the Burries, Brian and the Flopfo, and they said, Big Party, can you share our contact information with the number one fan, Ken? We may have a Connecticut BFO get together at Meetapalooza. Big Fatty, can be warned. The meat is delicious. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. No. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, those were actual clips. Actual clips, not edited of the mix. And Daniel Bieber, what did you think of today's show?
I have high hopes for it, and yet at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's probably going to suck.
He's got high hopes. hopes. Big Fatty, that's because he's taking a gummy, that's why.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.